Welcome to Sweet Tea with Malika. This is our second episode, and I'm so very excited. And I thank all of you for your feedback on episode one. Again, Sweet Tea with Malika is about providing you good information, or sweet tea as I like to call it, on a variety of topics so we can learn and grow as a people. You can listen on YouTube/watch, or you can just listen on podcasting platforms such as Anchor. Is about showing up for yourself. This is such an important topic to me because I have not always shown up for myself, you guys. But before we get into that, I have to share with you what I'm drinking, of course. This right here, of course, Let's Huddle mug. Excuse me, guys. And this is elderberry herbal tea, and it's from the brand Simple Truth Organic. So that's what I'm drinking. Elderberry is really good for your immune system. And of course, you guys can drink whatever you want to drink. So this topic about showing up for yourself came to me earlier this week. So this is an improv kind of show. Like, I already had a topic set up, but I decided to lead with this one because this is a reoccurring theme that kind of showed up in my life on the earlier part of this week. And it showed up to me because I realized that I had been going above and beyond for others and not doing that same type of work for myself. I would, you know, work out, and I would get my work done, but after that, I wouldn't really show up for myself in the other ways that I needed to show up for myself. And this brings me back to a time in my life where I was really down low. I was having issues with a job I was working, and the leadership in that job was very nasty to me. I was going through the beginning stages of my knee issue that I still currently have. It's very chronic. I've had it since the ending of 2012, so it's 2019, so that's a long time. But anyways, I was starting to deal with that issue, and my leadership just was not believing me on that issue. They just didn't support me in the way that they were, and I started not to support myself. I started to believe that I was a failure, and I was just angry, and I felt like I didn't have any support. So I was kind of lashing out and just not taking really good care of myself, even though I was trying to take care of this health concern that I was starting to experience. And so it would lead me to have a couple breakdowns at work. I would go off on some of my coworkers. I would be less than favorable to whoever I was dating at the time, family. I just wasn't speaking to them. And I believe it's because I wasn't dealing with the issue in a healthy way. And that's another way that we don't show up for ourselves. I wasn't showing up for myself because I wasn't taking the time to speak to a mental health professional. I wasn't taking the time to really share with my friends what was going on with me or my family. It took me a while to get to the point where I could even tell my dad about what was going on with me. And I had to kind of lift myself into a state where I could even do that. Like, I started to hang out more, party more, just do all of those things you do when you're not really paying attention to yourself and you're just trying to soothe your depression, your anxiety, your pain in a way that isn't healthy for you. So that's one example of how I wasn't showing up for myself. The other example was when I was younger, and I was going through like this issue between my stepmother and my father and them separating, and my stepmother was really verbally and mentally abusive towards me. And it took me a long time to really show up for myself in that situation as well. She would just treat me very horribly, guys. For example, she at the time was taking care of my nieces as well. So we were all living in the same house together. And she would go out of her way to compliment them and uplift them and just do motherly or grandmotherly things, because those were her grandchildren. And she would do things like that for them, and she wouldn't do them for me. She would say, "You're fat," because at the time I was, you know, struggling with weight, as I have throughout my entire life. She would call me fat. She would say, "You don't need to eat that. You're already getting big enough." Instead of trying to encourage me to take on healthy habits, she would just belittle me. She wouldn't invest in making sure my hair was done. She wouldn't invest in making sure I had nice clothing, nice, decent clothes. I'm not talking about like, I'm talking about some Old Navy, you know, stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, just decent clothing. She would make me walk home from school, and she would definitely surpass me with my niece in the car. So that's some of the abuse that I had to partake in. And before somebody asks, well, what was your dad? Why didn't you tell your dad? I did tell my dad. And my dad did stick up for me, and he, at this time they were separating, so they had their separate places. My dad lived one place, I lived the other place. I lived in the place with my stepmother, and we were still trying to hold on to that relationship. So he told me, "Come back home, you know, you can come back home if you want to." And I finally end up doing that, but I did it on my own time. I had to find that strength within myself. So I eventually did show up for myself. And when I showed up for myself, instead of doing it in an explosive way where, you know, where you've had it, you've just had it, I did it in a calm manner. I just say, "You know what? I've taken as much of the abuse as I'm going to take. I'm not taking it anymore." I laid it out from A to Z, everything that she had done to me. And I told her, "From this point forward, you will never get the satisfaction of treating me without respect." And I have not talked to her since the beginning of 2012, maybe mid 2012. So it's been a very long time. And I found my wings there. That was like my first time of me like finding the strength to really show up for myself in a situation where someone was taking advantage of me and treating me very harmfully. And ever since then, I've learned to do that in all of my relationships, friendships, family, and romantic. And I have learned to put myself in a position where you're going to respect me, or you're not going to be around me to disrespect me at all, because I'm not going to tolerate that. And that's a level of showing up for yourself. Showing up for yourself also means showing up for yourself health-wise, showing up for your mental health, showing up for Yourself at your job, showing up for yourself in your personal life, doing those things, taking the time out of your day to do things that benefit your well-being, to benefit your progression as a person. I take time out of the day to do those things like meditating. Sometimes I don't have time to meditate for long periods, but I've just recently started back meditating for 5 minutes. That 5 minutes has been a blessing. I take my health more into consideration. Exercising is a part of my weekly routine 5 to 6 times a week. I get up in the morning and that's the first thing that I focus on, and that's getting some type of exercise in because it's good for my mental health and my physical health. And then in the evening time, I like to spend a little bit of time to myself doing those activities that I want to do, like watch a TV show or read a book, listen to a podcast, watch some YouTube. Those are ways in which you can show up for yourself. Now, I, of course, am going to give you guys some information that psychologists recommend and all of that. And there's 8 powerful steps to self-love, and I just want to share them with you guys. And that's 1 is mindfulness. Having an open, curious, non-judging attitude, not over-identifying with negative stories about yourself. Because that's another way we need to show up for ourselves. We need to show ourselves compassion, self-kindness, which is 2, treating yourself kindly rather than harshly, extending the same care and support to yourself that you would a good friend or a loved one. Remember, I told you guys that I had that epiphany earlier this week where I just realized I had not been giving myself that same love and care that I was giving to others. 3, common humanity. Allowing yourself to be human, to make mistakes and learn from them, knowing that as humans we are not perfect, nor should we be expected to be flawless. So give yourself a break, sis or bro, whoever is listening, give yourself a break. All right, accept that there are feelings there. That means making conscious decisions to sit with whatever negative feeling there is and try to accept it because it's there anyways. And rather than pushing it away, if it's a negative thought, look for the underlying emotion, anxiety, sadness, or anger, or scan your body to see where you feel tension or discomfort. You may feel it in your chest, belly, shoulders, throat, face, jaw, or other areas. All right, next. Imagine what you might feel if you saw a loved one experiencing these same feelings. Remember, you would show them compassion. You would be consoling them, making sure they was okay. So you have to make sure that you're making sure you're okay. Next is challenge the negative story about yourself. Instead of always, you know, accepting the negative story you're telling yourself about yourself, why don't you create a positive story about yourself and view yourself from a positive light? That really, really changes your mindset. You guys should try that out. Next is think about how everybody messes up sometimes. Again, that kind of goes back to something we previously stated. You have to show yourself a little bit of, you know, flexibility. You know, be kind. Next, decide what it would take to forgive yourself. Because we all have those moments where we've done less than tasteful things, you guys. I talked about this last week in the communication video, where we've said things that are less than tasteful, or maybe we've done things that are less than tasteful. But you have to remember, you're a human, so you're going to make mistakes, and you should really try to think about how can you forgive yourself? Because if you're going to be forgiving of others, why can't you forgive yourself? Next, use positive self-talk to encourage yourself. Get up in the morning and say, you know what? Today is going to be a great day. I love my hair. I like the way I look. Find something to compliment yourself on about, because oftentimes we seek validation from others, but we need to also seek it from ourselves. The number one person you should love the most is yourself. If you don't love yourself first, you can't love anybody else. You have to heal those traumas that you've been through. You have to work on yourself, and you have to really fall in love with yourself no matter what stage in life you're at, no matter what weight you're at, no matter what mental state you're at. No matter what, you have to learn how to love yourself, flaws and all. Be a life coach to yourself. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This is the whole purpose of this podcast, you guys. It's to encourage you to be the life coach in your situation, using the topics and the advice and stuff that I'm giving in these podcast videos to level yourself up, so to speak. And that's really it. Those are my tips for this week, for this conversation. You guys, please show up for yourself. I just gave you many examples of how I didn't show up for myself and how that hindered me. It really brought me to low places in my self-esteem. It brought me to low places in all of my relationships. I had neglected them. People had not heard from me. I had to repair those relationships. And I had to repair myself. And never be ashamed to say, I need help, to seek mental health professionals, to just seek the help of others in general. Never do that. You have to really be in tune with who you are and say, you know what? I've been showing up for everything else in my life. Why can't I just show up for myself? You got to really think about that. So in the comment section below, I would love to hear from you guys. Give us some testimonies on how you overcame not showing up for yourself, or give us some tips, some more tips on how to show up for ourselves in all aspects of our lives, even in those aspects of our lives that we know we don't want to deal with. And a lot of times that's our mental health and our physical health. And so this week, I don't have any unsweetened tea for you guys, but if I do find some unsweetened tea, I will leave it in the comment sections down below, or I will add it as a bonus kind of video to this channel and as well as on the podcasting platform. I want to thank you guys so very much for listening and just supporting and giving your feedback and everything. I really, really, I cannot express to you the gratitude that I feel from you guys supporting me and this endeavor, because it's something, again, that I've wanted to do for a long time. So make sure you subscribe/follow via whatever platform you're listening on, rate, comment, and make sure you follow me on my social media, which is going to be Instagram at Naturally Malika. You can also email me at sweettwmalika@gmail.com and email me your topic ideas or business inquiries or unsweetened tea topics. I would love to hear from you guys. And again, thank you so much. Remember to show up for yourself, share this video, share this podcast, and let's keep up the good work.